This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. An international megachurch leader with over a million followers worldwide was arrested this week after being charged with crimes involving child rape and other sex crimes. Find out more after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. La Luz del Mundo, translated Light of the World in English, is a Mexican-based church that has between 1 to 5 million followers worldwide. It's been around for nearly 100 years, and during that time, the church has attracted controversy for its rejection of the doctrine of the Trinity. But the church found itself in even bigger controversy on Tuesday, June 4th. That's when the church's leader, Nassan Joaquin Garcia, was arrested while traveling through the Los Angeles International Airport after he was charged with crimes of child rape, human trafficking, and the creation of child pornography. The court filing by the prosecutors alleges that abuse victims included three minors and one adult woman. One child and the woman were raped. Others were reportedly asked to perform sex acts and sexual, scantily clad dances for Garcia's pleasure. According to the statement, if the children even disobeyed commands to perform these sexual acts, they were told they were defying God. The victims have remained unnamed in the charges. In a statement, California's Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, said, "Crimes like those alleged in this complaint have no place in our society, period. We must not turn a blind eye to sexual violence and trafficking in our state." Garcia and his church have firmly denied the accusations and called the charges unfounded. He's being held in jail in California on 14 charges related to sex crimes. Please pray that God will bring justice to this situation and bring peace and healing to the victims of these crimes. And to read more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.